You're listening to SBS News.
A judge in the United States has unsealed the search warrant that authorised the FBI raid on Donald Trump's home. It reveals the former president is under investigation for possible obstruction of justice and violating the Espionage Act. The FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago home was unprecedented in nature. Mr. Trump says his attorneys had been cooperating fully. He also suggested the FBI may have planted evidence against him. Meanwhile, reaction to the investigation is continuing to come from all sides of the political divide. Michigan Republican Dan Kildee says it's important to let the legal process play out before jumping to conclusions.
Well, I think people want everyone to be held accountable to the law. Whether you're a president, a past president, or an average citizen, nobody is above the law. And that's really the reaction that I've had. I think for the most part, people want to see the process play out. I agree with that. I don't want to interfere with what law enforcement is doing, but I think it would be wrong to take the position because this person is a former president that we should look the other way when there could be violations of the law. We can't do that, and I don't think people would like to see that happen.
The seized records include some marked top secret and sensitive compartmented information, which is a special category meant to protect the nation's most important secrets that, if revealed publicly, could cause exceptionally grave damage to US interests. The court records did not provide specific details about information the documents might contain. It's the first time an ex-US president's home has been searched in a criminal probe. President Trump says all the items were declassified. The warrants list three criminal laws as the basis of the investigation. Democrat and US representative from Illinois, Sherry Bustos, says she believes in getting to the truth.
If President Trump took classified information and took them to a hotel, a golf resort, his residence, I think we all ought to have a problem with that. And it's hard to speak out of your mouth on one end and being critical when Hillary Clinton had emails talking about her daughter's wedding and getting all worked up about that. And now we're talking about classified information being at a golf resort and not getting worked up about that.
There are numerous unsubstantiated media reports about the nature of the documents. The Wall Street Journal said within the 20 boxes of items carted away by FBI agents were binders of photos, a handwritten note, and the grant of clemency made by Mr. Trump to Roger Stone, who was an ally of the former president. The Washington Post cited anonymous sources close to the investigation as saying classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the papers sought during the raid. Mr. Trump himself appeared to deny the claim, saying the nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. Republican Senator and Representative from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, says the investigation is a political ploy.
What they've been doing to President Trump is political persecution. Merrick Garland has abused his position of power as the Attorney General to politically persecute Joe Biden's enemies. And the whole purpose of this is to prevent President Trump from ever being able to hold office. So I'm on my way in the Capitol right now, and I'm introducing articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland because we cannot tolerate this in America, where our great institutions are welded and abused.
Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern says the investigation is a reflection of how Mr. Trump views the rule of law in the United States.
Now, if you think about that, a president of the United States may have violated the Espionage Act. Let that sink in for a while. Again, this guy doesn't have any respect for the rule of law. He doesn't have any respect for the Constitution.
A gunman died on Thursday in a shootout after trying to get inside the FBI's Cincinnati office. 42-year-old Ricky Schaefer appeared to have posted calls on social media for FBI agents to be killed and for people to take up arms and be ready for combat in the wake of the search of Mr. Trump's home. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the retrieval of documents from the former president's estate is a very serious situation. Ms. Pelosi has also called out Republicans for not stepping forward to stop violence from supporters of the former president.
You would think there would be an adult in the Republican room that would say just calm down, see what the facts are, and let's go for that instead of, instigating assaults on law enforcement.
In addition to this investigation, Mr. Trump faces legal scrutiny for business affairs and his efforts to overturn the results of the November 2020 election and for the 6th of January 2021 attack on the US Capitol by his supporters. Mr. Trump was impeached for an historic second time by the House after the Capitol riot. He was charged with inciting an insurrection but was acquitted by the Senate. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.